Good afternoon. We are here. Just a moment. So we are on the 1 week anniversary of Egyptian liberation. And anyone who has taken the time to watch the news, it is clear that the rippling effect is occurring. Whether it is Bahrain or Madison, Wisconsin, the idea that people are going to just take it from dictators, are going to just take it from people who gift to the globalization of the world, sell them as if they are merchandise, are not going to just sit on their ass and take it. Now, why is this occurring? We spoke about this earlier. We will bring it up again. It is the energies that you are in, where people are beginning to feel the strength of this energy within them. When people, individuals, are meant to feel small and powerless, are made to feel small and powerless, then they are easily controlled. But when something comes into their head that says, there are more of you than there are of them, your life matters, your efforts matter, then that sleeping giant, as it were, awakens. And that is what is occurring on a global scale. And it is all part of the energy that you are moving through at this time. The reawakening of the individual's worth and power. Look at the person who started all of this in Tunisia by setting himself on fire, by saying, this is my statement to you. You're going to use me? No, you're not. I'm not going to let you. Here's what I will do. Now, it is an extreme statement, much like the cartoon character Daffy Duck. When he wants the audience to get his attention, he douses himself with gasoline and explodes himself, and everyone applauds. And they're saying, encore, encore. And he's like, well, there was only one act. There is no encore. It is that idea that you can take everything you're worth and put it in a moment. Not worrying, not concerning yourself beyond that moment, but dealing in that moment, that has so much power and can affect so many. Now, with that realization, and with the internet and other social medias giving an ability to communicate to the individuals outside of the mainstream media, that you will start to see many of these tyrannical leaders either change, which is quite possible, or leave the scene. They will definitely not be able to make policies that will last very long. As we have said on other occasions, don't get too caught up on what occurs at this time, because 3-6 months from now it may all change. So if you think there's some incredibly bad thing that's going on in governments or whatever, or you are hearing that industry is going to do this or do that, stay tuned. You may find events changing the outcomes very quickly. Do you think a month ago Mubarak thought he would be ousted? No. The same way some might think corporate America now has the ability to control your elections. Ask yourself that same question a year from now. Ask yourself that same question at that time. Have they really? Yes, maybe they are affecting elections, but not the way they want. Maybe they are causing an upwelling of the populace against them. And corporate America, corporate world, is very dependent on people. Very dependent on people. Whether it is people allowing them to do certain things or is people buying their goods and services. So, are they concerned? Absolutely. Why? Because they know that an end to their dark reign of terror is coming. And it is already upon them. And they are watching their old friends, their buddies from the handshake clubs disappearing from the scene. Understand?
Yes.
The vehicle discovered today, a year later, how a certain darkness that had found its way into his life has left the scene. Mysteriously and yet gone. This is a trend you will see more and more and more going forward. And so those who think they can sneak their way into power and then muscle their way into policies that are against the people who elected them will find themselves out. So with that we will depart because we want this to be a very short message, and we say good day to all of you. It's been our pleasure.